Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I got bronchitis.
Bye.
It's not just the floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Like you said, panning for gold, great descriptor.
Well, that's better than my normal Nutella in the shag carpet.
Where's the buzzer noise? I don't have a buzzer.
But you can picture it, can't you?
Yes, but don't do that to Nutella.
I was taught when I first started radio, be as descriptive as possible.
Don't do that to Nutella.
Nutella stuck in shag carpet.
No.
Is pretty descriptive.
No.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is mad. And bold.
Happy Thursday. Happy opening day. Bone is vacationing. Timmy is with me. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my guy. Here we are.
Here
opening
we are.
Day.
This used to be the most important day of my year. This was it. As a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult, everything revolved around this day.
Yeah.
This was the day that I would skip school.
Yeah.
This was the day that I would sneak a radio into fifth grade with Sister Barbara Ann, the nice nun.
Good for you.
She caught me. Kids always get caught. Want to know why? Kids are stupid. Kids think no one can, no one's going to see me cupping my ear closed for the entire day.
I respect it, though.
As I run this, headphone bud up my ear. She saw me, made me disconnect it, but being the nice penguin that she was during cleanup time that day, even though she was a huge Cubs fan. And by the way, I have never met bigger baseball fans than old lady nuns.
Nuns love baseball.
Nuns love baseball.
I feel like nuns are big sports fans.
Yes. Well, they need something.
Yeah, they need something to pay attention to. Something
that's
to keep
right.
Going.
I mean, they have the whole holiness.
I'm
thing.
Not talking about
after
that.
After that.
They all got that.
They need a
that's their job. That's
follow.
Their job, though. The holiness is the job.
Yes.
So you need some sports for the hobby.
So even though she was a big Cubs fan, she felt bad that she took my radio away. She put the White Sox game on the radio in the classroom.
I see. Here's where you might have some people out there of the opinion that that's disrespectful. You got to pay attention in school. I actually don't look that ill at someone that's going to those kind of lengths to pay attention to something that is of great interest to them. I think that's kind of cool that at such a young age, you're dialed in to your team and they're playing a daytime sport.
I was so obsessed.
That you're trying to listen to it on the radio. You want to be a broadcaster in the future, so you're trying to, you can make that case, right? Like, honey, we actually have to do this stuff for our jobs. We got to watch these games, all that. It takes some years to understand that we really do that. And then maybe once we get older, I know the show that you're conducting here, you don't necessarily have to watch the game all 3 hours to do the show Monday to Friday.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking
about.
Are
you saying this show is not sports heavy?
I don't know. There might be something in there about that. But
we are going to do Drive-Thru Madness today.
Good. It's back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a sports month it is, that Drive-Thru Madness back here on opening day. And the Sweet 16 firing back up.
Some of my greatest memories are about opening day. And Kristen asked me this morning, are you upset you didn't take the day off? Because I haven't done that in years.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. I'm older now. I'm emotionally dead inside. I don't watch the Field of Dreams like I used to. None of that. I used to have the same ritual. I used to eat the same thing every single day. I'd take the day off. Now, it doesn't hold the same place. But I still hold the memories dear.
Yeah.
From when I did care. Before I could drive, I would skip school. I would always ask my parents if I could stay, and they always said no.
Mm-hmm.
Not important enough.
I wasn't getting away with that either.
No, they said no, so instead I went and skipped school instead. My father kept in his closet a tiny portable, like 3-inch black and white television, like handheld television.
You had one of those?
My dad had one.
I was always fascinated by the handheld TVs. I mean,
it was just terrible quality. It was black and white.
I'll bet. Just an antenna, right?
It was just garbage. But I left for school that day, but I went into my dad's closet and I stole it.
Okay.
And I put it under my clothes. And then I walked out of school. I just skipped school that day. Went to a playground, sat on the swings.
And just watched baseball.
And watched the White Sox game.
That's great.
And then as years went and I got older, I would cut school and then drive down to the ball game.
What channel were the White Sox on?
They were on WGN Channel 9.
You were able to
pick
that up.
So I was able to get
up.
It with the antenna.
You were able to
pick
that
up. Because that particular year, they were on over-the-air TV.
Right.
So I could pick it up.
Well, it's funny that, you know, you growing up in Chicago, watching WGN, it's basically a fourth network in Chicago.
Yes.
How that operates. You've got your CBS, NBC, ABC, and then WGN as a separate entity.
And Fox was there too.
And Fox too. Yeah. So where I'm going with that is being a kid, not that much, you know, different of an age than you, growing up in the 90s, you know, what basketball team are you following? It's Michael Jordan, right? It's Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. No matter where you grew up, I think if you never had a phase where you were cheering for Michael Jordan or the Bulls or both, there was something wrong with you. There must have been something wrong with you if you were a sports
fan.
Even
T-Bone.
Kid.
T-Bone wound up hating the Bulls and Michael Jordan, but he started as a fan.
It's okay to admit that. And the reason for that is because in the early days of cable, we had a inside access look at the city of Chicago and all of their sports. So the Cubs would be on all the time. The Sox would be on all the time.
Not as often as the Cubs, but I mean,
not as often as the Cubs.
GN was the Cubs channel.
So I watched a lot of Cubs baseball. Now, I'm not a fan of the Chicago Cubs, but they were on a lot.
Right.
And it was different.
And they were on during the day.
On during the day. So if the Orioles were playing at night, you know, and that was kind of cool where you didn't have to pay extra for your home team sports. That was actually the name of the network. Maybe Rimmer can do some name dropping on this because he used to work for that network.
Oh, he will. Trust me.
HTS, home team sports. That was before it was all Comcast and Bally Masson and all the stuff and Masson. Yeah. And he did stuff for the Orioles broadcasts back in the day. And I can still remember George Murison, the 7'7" center for the Washington Bullets. He would do one of the, you know, some of the voice work and they'd ask different players, right? Rasheed Wallace or Calbert Chaney, you know, different athletes, Cal Ripken, they'd get up there and say something for the network. And George, with his thick Romanian accent, would just say, "Ready to play." That was the thing. Your sports, more sports, HTS, ready to play. And that's what he would say.
Burned in your memory.
Yes, I can't forget it.
It's burned.
Things like that. But yeah,
like I was reading something
about.
Watched
a lot of Chicago sports too growing up. Because
John Anderson. John Anderson from ESPN is retiring from SportsCenter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look
he's
at
done
that,
with it.
I look at that and said, yeah, it seems like he's been there a long time, right? He's been there for 25 years. You have a group of people who grew up just knowing that's the guy. That's John Anderson. I watch him on SportsCenter every single day. You know, you and I sort of had that with Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann
yes.
and guys
Kenny
like
Maine.
That. Right.
But, Stuart Scott.
But for a whole generation of people, maybe today, you're sad because John Anderson's going away.
Yeah.
See, I see that and it's just like, oh, okay, John Anderson's retiring. Okay, good for career for him. Other people see that, and they're devastated.
But isn't there a big switch from the 90s to the 2000s? We were advancing a lot in how we watch TV,
yes,
what we're
right.
watching, how we're getting our sports, when phones came around, how we could get our scores. I don't know if you switch out of the 90s and go to the 2000s, certainly in the last decade, the 2010s, I think was the big change. I don't know how many young kids, like college-age kids or like you and me, you would watch SportsCenter until your eyes bled.
Yeah.
And the joke would be you'd watch it so many times that you'd have the show memorized.
Yeah.
Because it just, the hour kept looping over and over again. You almost knew what the intro was going to be.
I never
saw it so
wanted
many times.
To miss the start of morning SportsCenter. Because before SportsCenter started in the morning, there was the Denise Austin workout show. So I would be in my room and I would flip on Denise Austin for the last 5 minutes. And watch her do her cool down, like, breathe in,
Why do I not remember this?
She was usually like on a beach or something.
Which show? Are we talking a 6 a.m. Sports Center?
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Maybe that was a little too early.
So it was probably 5:45, whatever it was. I would flip on Denise Austin.
I think I was lucky enough to not have to get up that early.
She'd be doing her...
Okay.
And because I needed to see the first second of when SportsCenter started. I couldn't flip
You weren't able to catch the start of the 7 o'clock hour before you left for school?
No.
So you had to be out of there.
Had to be out of there.
But the afternoon SportsCenter, you'd get home from school, and then that was the one you probably just looped 3 to 4, 4 to 5, yeah. 5 to 6, before all these specialty shows started popping up on ESPN, taking over the 4 and 5 o'clock blocks.
Going back to, you know, today, opening day, my first job, 15 years old, working at a grocery store, you know, bagging groceries, doing the stuff that normal 15-year-olds do. This is a summertime job, right in the heart of baseball season.
Right.
And I was working evenings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so upset that I was going to be missing a lot of these games.
It's disappointing when you're a kid. You got
and
that
so
job. Yeah.
I spent my first paycheck on a pager that just got baseball scores.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because when you mentioned the radio at the top of the segment, I have no excuse for not doing it. I don't know why. I was probably too afraid. And maybe I'd seen them be confiscated by teachers. Because again, like, it's not like your nuns let you do it. You tried to do it. You got caught. You got in trouble. But I had a friend, Nick. He had that pager.
Yes.
I was blown away.
It was
by
white.
That pager.
It was roundish. It
with
was
a
shaped,
diamond.
It was shaped like a baseball.
Yep.
And it was good for nothing except getting baseball scores. And there'd be like a little diamond, and then you could see if someone was on second base.
A black dot would pop up
outs
and the strikes and balls.
It happened like 20 minutes ago. And you're just getting it on the pager.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. No one has a phone
but
that can
real
say,
time,
oh, that happened.
Real time.
Oh,
the game's been over for an hour. I'm still in the eighth inning.
That thing was so cool. The screen, it was like the screen of a Nintendo Game Boy.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't backlit or anything. It was just dark, like that dark green color.
So I'd be pulling the carts back in at night, and I'd have my little pager out to see what the White Sox were doing.
What was that? I have to imagine that was like $200.
It was not cheap. My whole first paycheck went to that.
Yeah.
My parents yelled at me, this is what you're going to spend it on? This is what I need to spend it
the
on.
The baseball pager.
That's right. Baseball season starts up today. Timmy is dressed up like he's playing for the Orioles today. God bless him. I do have a slight bone to pick, shockingly.
With me?
No, not with you.
Good.
Just in general. I'll do it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Good afternoon. Your first traffic update for the afternoon is as such. Southbound on 71's off-ramp to Spring Street. It's jammed up as a result of a broken-down trailer on the left side. And then northbound 71 between Greenlawn and 70, you've got a crash out there, and it's actually behind the construction barrels, and it's causing some significant slowdowns. Traffic is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Hi, Gary here. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. It's opening day. Timmy's with me.
My guy.
Here's what's coming up on the show today. Special Thursday edition, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 4:34. Degenerate Timmy at 4:48. Name that hole all day long today. Specifically, though, we will have the climax to name that hole at 5:34.
Looking forward to it.
You can tweet us at manandbone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
I already got a good one later on to tell you about someone who's also gone in to the retro sports apparel wormhole and how it's been causing him issues on the home front.
It's an expensive wormhole.
Got to be careful with that. Got to make sure that you're good, that you got some disposable income, that you can get some of these fun items.
Also, drive-through madness continues today with the Sweet 16. We will do the bulk of that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Now let me complain about something, because I complain about it every single year. It's opening day.
Mm-hmm.
You already had two games rained out today. Actually, they were rained out yesterday.
That's right.
In advance of today.
Announced yesterday.
You have the Brewers at the Mets, postponed. You have the Braves at the Phillies, postponed. I would like to point out to you that if these things were reversed and the Mets were at Milwaukee, they'd play in a dome. They'd be playing baseball today. In Atlanta, it's 65 degrees and sunny. In Philadelphia, it's not. If these cities were reversed, they'd be playing baseball today. Here are the cities that you have opening on the road. You have the Angels, Los Angeles, fairly decent weather.
It's in Southern California.
Right?
They do fine.
They're on the road in a cold weather city in Baltimore. You have the Giants, San Francisco Giants on the road. You have the Blue Jays, who play in a dome, on the road. You have the... who else was I going to say?
Well, at least the Blue Jays are at the Rays, though.
But what I'm saying is...
You could use another team for them.
You could have had another cold weather team...
Correct.
...open at the Rays.
For instance, you've got the Tigers and the White Sox. They're playing each other.
Yes, two cold weather teams.
Two cold weathers.
Opening up against each other. It makes no sense to me.
Twins and the Royals.
Every single year. Well, that's why they put in the buffer zone. Okay, so that's why most of these teams don't have games tomorrow. So we can have a buffer zone today. So everybody gets excited about opening day baseball. Do you see the shots of the people down in downtown Cincinnati?
Yep.
They're at the parade. It's fantastic. I'm watching interviews with Pokey Reese. God bless Pokey Reese.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, you're all excited about the start of the season. Oh, and tomorrow? Yeah, we're not playing tomorrow. Yeah, we got to build in the buffer zone.
Let's play baseball. Let's get the schedule lined up here. Let's get this series off without a hitch. You're right. I mean, it's the first series. I get when you have this many teams and you've got 162 games you got to lay out and you got to have little holes in the schedule. You're virtually playing every day of the year except for one, you know, that Monday off or whatever it is. But you can start off on the right foot. There's all sorts of algorithms you're going to put into the computer to generate the schedules. Just get it right. On the first week.
I mean, first week.
That's all you got to do.
Everything should be in warm weather cities or domes, just to make sure that your baseball gets played.
And if you get rain and you tried, then so be it. Then that happens. Sometimes it is going to rain.
If you get rain in Southern California, it's different than getting sleet or snow in Cleveland.
Yeah, or having New York baseball to start the year.
Right. More scheduling things that bother me. So the actual Sweet 16, we're doing our drive-through madness Sweet 16, but the actual Sweet 16 starts up tonight. Why Major League Baseball wants to start on the Thursday of Sweet 16 action, I have no idea. They used to open up the season on Mondays, and I like that scenario much better. But the scheduling for these Sweet 16 games, I mean, it's this way every single year. I will never understand it. You can talk to me till you're blue in the face. And talk about how, we got to look out for these West Coast ratings. Haven't we proven the last couple of years in sports in particular that the West Coast accounts for jack squat?
They're not getting...
The highest rated college football games of the year start at 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. Okay? Don't talk to me about West Coast audiences. It doesn't matter. Anything you get from them is gravy. Here's the schedule for tonight. You have Clemson at Arizona and Arizona. This is the West region. Starts at 7:09. Okay? Is that out in L.A.? Yes, it's out in L.A.
Yes, it's at the Lakers and Clippers Arena.
7:09 Eastern time, Clemson, Arizona tonight. Then the next game, San Diego State and UConn. This is in the East region. That starts at 7:39. Then it's Alabama and North Carolina, West region, 9:39. Okay, then the late game tonight is Illinois and Iowa State. Two teams in the middle of the country in the central time zone. The game is scheduled to start at 10:09 Eastern time. It will not start at 10:09 Eastern time. You're looking at 10:20, 10:30 probably. And that game is tipping, not in California, in Boston.
It's in Boston, for God's sakes.
It's tipping so after 10 p.m. in Boston.
And it's going to be closer to 10:45 because you know that that San Diego State UConn game is going to run long. All these games run long. The last 2 minutes of a college basketball game, especially in the tournament, could take upwards of 20 minutes to play. Where I'm doing the symbol for go look at the monitor, where the person puts the finger up and spins it around. Go look at the monitor on every single tipped ball that's out of bounds. Here's the thing, too. And while I'm staring at this, I'm staring at the ESPN.com schedule while you're going through those games. Another, the proof is in the pudding on sports on the West Coast, right? The ratings will back this up. How about the prices for these tickets, too? Take a guess of what the get-in price for these games in Boston are, where you get UConn in Boston, number one team in the country, San Diego State, and then the Illinois-Iowa State game. What do you think the get-in price is?
I don't know.
Over $200.
All right. How does that compare to L.A.?
$37. $37 to go see Clemson, Arizona, and then Alabama and North Carolina. You got the Tar Heels, one of the most famous brands, not just in college athletics, but in sports. They're out there, and they can't get more than $37 for the cheapest ticket. That, to me, is crazy. That shows you something.
And that's for both games.
And they want that game.
You get
game.
One ticket for both games.
I believe it is for both games.
Yes, it's for both games.
It's a session ticket. I don't know if that covers the one on Saturday or Sunday. They might package some that way. I know they do. But that's, in essence, why they wanted these games to tip a little bit later, because they wanted to have the North Carolina game after 9 o'clock. You can still go a little bit earlier than that. I don't understand who you're freezing out if you started a little bit earlier. You have a game tipping at 7:09 on the West Coast. That's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're tipping at 4 there, you can tip at 3. What's the difference?
That's 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Arizona's time zone.
Yes, they're tipping a game off at 4 o'clock.
That's when they're tipping.
Yeah. So if you're tipping at 4, what's the difference in tipping at 3?
Right. If you had two West Coast fan bases tipping at 10:09, then you're like, well, I mean, that sucks if you just want to watch basketball on the East Coast, but you can at least understand it.
Of course.
Because they're going after the West Coast audience.
Right.
You have Illinois and Iowa State tipping after 10 o'clock tonight. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Bump those two games up. Alabama UNC should be at 8:15 or something like that, and 9 for Illinois Iowa State.
All right, coming up next, I want to wow you. I'm going to wow you with a stat.
Okay.
You ready? First stat wow. Not sham wow. First stat wow.
Good.
Of the game. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an issue along the southbound East Outer Belt off-ramp to Easton Way. A crash blocking the right side of the East Outer Belt ramp. EMS crews on the scene. Then that broken down car to trailer on the left berm. And you've also got assistance out on southbound 71 off-ramp to Spring Street. And then a crash with the construction barrels northbound on 71 between Greenlawn and 70. Just pack your patience moving through. Traffic is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Let the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Shen.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. Happy opening day. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Bone is out. Timmy is here. I'm going to wow you with a stat. Stat wow. Ready?
Baseball stats.
Yeah. J.P. Crawford, who plays for the Mariners, led the American League in walks, bases on balls, last season.
Okay.
With 94.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Led the American League last season with 94 walks. Barry Bonds, back in the year 2004, was intentionally walked 120 times.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Intentionally.
Hey, I said wow.
120 times. He walked 232 times total on the season. I just told you the American League leader had 94. Is that what I said? Yeah, 94 walks last year.
That is telling as to how much the game has changed, isn't it?
Say what you want about Barry Bonds.
Unbelievable.
Look, I was, for a long time, staunchly against Barry Bonds ever getting into the Hall of Fame. And then I changed my own criteria. And this is up to the individual. Want to know why? Because the Hall has not set any hard and fast rules on their own. This is up to the people voting. And I said to myself, if I had a vote, which I do not, I would not leave anybody out of the Hall of Fame, no matter what type of suspicion or proof you think you have, if they were not at one point suspended by Major League Baseball for performance-enhancing drug usage.
And Barry was not.
Barry was not.
It was overwhelming suspicion.
A-Rod was.
But he was not.
Twice. Manny Ramirez was. There are guys who were suspended. Barry Bonds was not. And look, you can say everybody was doing it. I don't necessarily believe that, but enough guys were doing it, okay? Enough guys were doing it. Only Barry Bonds did that. Say what you want about Jose Canseco. Jose Canseco said in his book that he didn't know if he would have been a major league player if he didn't take roids. This is a guy who hit almost 500 home runs. Says, I don't know if I could do it at the major league level if I didn't take roids. There are a lot of guys out there trying every single supplement they could try and keep themselves in the big leagues. Barry Bonds was such a good player that he was on those supplements and he turned into a superhuman. He changed how his team, because he went to the World Series, what, in 2002 against the Angels, right? And they lost that series. How that team didn't win the World Series is beyond me. Because he was just terrifying physically and to the point where they had to walk him over 120 times intentionally.
Well, you just look at the fact that hasn't he made Jeff Kent a guy that can appear on Hall of Fame ballots?
There is no way in hell Jeff Kent should ever be considered for the Hall of Fame.
Jeff Kent. It's all because
Jeff Kent,
by
the way,
lineup.
He was on roids. That whole team was on roids.
Absolutely.
Benito Santiago was on roids. They're all on roids. Only Barry Bonds was Barry Bonds. Only Roger Clemens was Roger Clemens.
It's really just a shame. It's a shame that we had that because of all the MVPs that Barry Bonds won after the steroid suspicion. Because what you talk about stats that wow you, the fact that he is a 7-time MVP in a sport like baseball.
He won four in a row.
Four in a row.
He won four in a row.
In 01, 02, 03, and 04. Four in a row. He had a season in there where he hit 370 and 46 home runs and 110 RBIs. That was the year right after he had the 73 and broke the record. That's just crazy, though. Seven MVPs. Nobody in the history of baseball had won more than three. That think about that in the history of baseball.
I want to be clear about something. I am not saying that he did nothing wrong. I am saying, and not saying that he didn't cheat. Yes, he did. He did cheat. He was a cheater. He did this to himself. He did this to himself by not coming clean. He did this to himself by being a prick. He did this to himself. But man, when you go back and look at those numbers, they are unreal. This is a guy who played 22 years in Major League Baseball. 22 years. His last season was 2007. He was a broken down old man last season, hitting 276 with 28 jacks. He'd be in the MVP conversation in 2024. He was a broken down old man. And he still went out hitting 276 with 28 jacks.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. By the way, for the all-time leaders in MVP awards, if you were curious, Barry at 7, And one of the guys that just started off his season with a home run off of Corbin Burns, but the Orioles have gotten it right. I didn't see how they scored, but they're up 2-1 on the Angels at home at a beautiful ballpark like Camden Yards. Mike Trout has 3 MVPs. Current player, Albert Pujols, he's got 3. A-Rod has 3. Mike Schmidt, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Roy Campanella, Stan the Man, Joe DiMaggio, and Jimmy Fox.
I want to go back to Camden Yards for a second. Because in this country, we are so quick to want to just rip everything up and tear it down. It drives me nuts.
Not that place.
It drives me crazy.
Not that place.
It's like, let's put a dome. We got to get WrestleMania. You know, we have this affinity for Fenway Park. It's been remodeled. It doesn't look like it did, but it's still there. The skeleton is still there. We have that with Ohio Stadium. The skeleton is still there. Wrigley Field, they've made it an amusement park, but it's still there. Camden Yards has to be, it's clearly not as old as those things. When did it open? 90? 91?
I'm going to say 1991. Yeah.
Okay, around there. So it's a good, 30 plus years this thing's been around. This is a national treasure. This place needs to stay Camden Yards and stay what it is.
It will.
You can.
It will.
Are you sure about that?
I am pretty sure. They're not doing anything with Camden Yards. I think the new owner, he's going to lean into this place.
I don't want to hear, it's been 30 years old. We need something else. It's not in the happening district anymore. I don't want to hear about any of that. We need to start protecting these places because these places are an important part of American culture.
It actually has the perfect view if you're at that ballpark and you've got the clock tower that you can see out there and a nice little view of the backdrop of Baltimore. And what you said there, as far as what part of town it's in, maybe you do have to cross those railroad tracks from, I think, Federal Hill, the nice little district where Sarah had her knee shredded to a million pieces. So it's not right in the Hoppin district, but they've got the football stadium right near it. It's just a great park. The way they incorporated that warehouse, that's what's great about it. You took an existing structure and you incorporated the ballpark into it. And in whether you're, doing a home run derby on, one of the video games or whatever, you just know Camden Yards because of that warehouse in right field. And I love how they put a little pewter baseball. They attach it to the brick for anyone that's ever hit a homer and hit that warehouse on the fly.
I love little stuff like that.
Yeah, and you can go to see the one that's like 25 feet up the wall, and you know that that's one that Ken Griffey Jr. hit out. And you just know that. You look up there, and you can see his name, etched into it. It's so cool.
We were in the, I hate the South. This was many years ago. I'm in the South in a small town in, where the hell was I?
Mobile, Alabama.
In Tennessee. Small town. And my buddy says, I want to show you something. So we go to this, small town bank. It's like a, Roman sort of facade with the columns and stuff like that. Not a huge building, but a nice grand southern looking.
Yeah, kind of different kind of architecture.
Building, right? And there's a big hole in the side of this building and a size of like a huge softball in there. And it's just a cannon.
Yes.
It's a cannon.
From the Revolutionary War.
It's from the Civil War.
Not the Revolutionary
War.
I'm thinking of Virginia now.
But it's just, they just left it there.
Yep.
And I love stuff like that.
I know. That is cool.
I go to these ballparks and it's like, why is this one seat different from all the other seats in this section? Oh, that's because this is where so-and-so's massive home run landed.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
It is really cool. I mean, that stuff that stands the test of time like that. Don't worry. I don't think that anything's going to happen to Camden Yards. Can't speak for other ballparks, but I feel good about that one.
All right. Fat Boy Food Tip coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Still got that earlier wreck, 71 northbound between Greenlawn and 70. Also can't forget about the trailer on the left berm on southbound 71. It's disabled off-ramp to Spring Street, so just be careful moving there. And traffic is already building up heading eastbound on US 33. It starts from Hamilton as you make your way over to Gender at about 5 into your drive. Traffic is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. New projects, new career opportunities. Tomorrow's infrastructure is in the skilled hands of the Ohio Laborers. From roads and bridges to buildings and solar farms, the Ohio Laborers do it all. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Attention. Please flip your listening device to the stupid setting. Thank you. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Happy opening day. Hey, please listen to the show on podcast. Well, I mean, not if you're, listening on the air right now, that's good. And then you can go home later and listen again on podcast. Or maybe you miss a show and you just subscribe to the damn podcast. Search Common Man and T-Bone wherever you get your podcasts. Click, subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
And we found out this week that clearly the podcast pulls right from our studio feed.
That's
so
correct.
If we hit a dump button, you will still be able to hear exactly what happened in the studio on the podcast feed because it's right from the studio feed, not the air feed.
Now, we could go back in time because there's a little bit of a delay by the time the show ends to when the podcast posts.
What Although, it's not that much of a delay. It's,
like 15,
it's pretty good.
It's like 15
10 minutes. Sometimes right? less than 10 minutes.
But what I'm saying is, you know, Teddy can delay that even more while he goes in and deletes any offending audio that we need and then post the podcast. We're just lazy and decided to leave the F-bomb right in there for you to enjoy.
Figured it was worth it.
Anytime Jen Winters can make a fool of herself, I want documentation.
Best thing to do is just let her finish.
That's exactly right, Timmy. Fat Boy Food, yeah?
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I saw that several fast food chicken places are going back on their pledge to not use antibiotics in their chicken. Chick-fil-A said it's just too hard. We cannot source the type of chicken we need to source to keep up with demand. So instead, we're going to go back on our pledge and we will allow certain antibiotics to be used
sure.
in our chicken.
We're going to start shooting them up again.
Panera has done this.
Uh-huh.
They said it's not going to be antibiotics that should affect humans in any way. They will only be applied when the animal is sick. However, right now they serve it with no antibiotics. They say we can't keep doing that. Just letting you know. I'm not going to stop eating the chicken. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not going to stop eating it either. I mean, I know there's some people that care deeply about this and to each their own if they're watching every little thing that goes into their body. But if you're eating at a lot of these different restaurants, it's game over. You know, if you are dabbling in fast food all over the place,
that's what I mean. If
you're
if
done.
You're eating copious amounts
sure,
of fried chicken
sure.
anyway, how much do you actually care?
Well, even if you're just buying your food at the grocery store like a normal man or woman, but you're not buying every single thing organic, right? And growing your own vegetables in your backyard without using certain types of pesticides. It's just, it's all over. It's everywhere in the food industry.
Taco Bell has the new Cantina menu. I've been getting some reviews from people on the burner phone who enjoy it.
Oh, have you?
Have you tried it?
I have not, but okay. I think there were some tweets on the account as
all right, well.
You
look for that, but I'll tell you one thing that I've seen. Now, I have not tried the Cantina stuff yet, but I guess the new Cantina stuff comes with a special packet of green salsa.
Yes, it's an avocado verde salsa.
Yes, now you're used to going to Taco Bell and getting all the salsa you want. You can walk in and take a huge duffel bag and just put two fistfuls of salsa in there. But with this new Cantina menu green salsa, they're charging you for it.
if you want extra. It will not be available just sitting out willy-nilly with the rest of the utensils in the store. Utensils.
How much are they charging you?
I don't know what
like
it is.
69 cents or something?
I have no idea what it is, but my point is they've never charged you for a packet of salsa before. I don't know why I'm saying it like salsa. I have to.
You're saying it like Seinfeld.
But they're doing it now. That's all I'm saying. If you ask for extra salsa, they're going to charge you.
But it comes with one.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to try it. The Cantina Chicken.
Yeah.
The menu options look good. It was Meat Sweats. Hit you guys up on social media. At Man and Bone 971. Had the new Cantina Chicken quesadilla from the Bell. And he mentioned mixing it with a pack of that salsa. That avocado verde salsa. Green salsa, really good. I love it. Love the green salsa.
You like a tomatillo?
Tomatillo. It's just got that nice little zing.
Tomatillo.
It's got a little zing and zest to it.
Teddy?
It's 20 cents for the extra
pack. Oh, that's not bad.
20 cents.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Not bad.
But you know what, Teddy? It's the principle.
Yeah, why?
That's all.
It's not really a fat boy food tip, but I'll have to search where this place was. It was down in Athens, okay? So we went to an Ohio Bobcats game a month back or so. Jeff Bowles, what a guy, right? One of Thad Mata's old assistants, doing a nice job running that program. He was at the game the other day, but that's neither here nor there, catching up with Dave Dickerson. So we wanted to get a barbecue spot, and there's a joint that we've been to a couple times before that I would recommend. It's in Logan, Ohio. It's right off of 33. I think it's called Maywood Barbecue. I'll look up the name of that too. But this spot, they actually looked me right in the eye, a barbecue joint. I asked them for more barbecue sauce, okay? Barbecue sauce at a barbecue joint. And the woman looked me dead in the eye and said, well, you'll have to pay for it. And I honestly chuckled a bit and said, no, that's okay. I'm good. Charge for more barbecue sauce.
A-hole.
I think so. Not me.
It's a little excessive.
Not me.
We're starting to nickel and dime people to death, aren't we? You probably paid $14 for the meat, too.
Oh, come on. It was like $46 for the three of us to eat there.
Coaches are not real people. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Traffic already building up along eastbound side of the North Outer Belt, starting from State Route 315 to US 23 North side. Eastbound on 70, bumper to bumper, mound over to State Route 315, and a crash blocking the right side of the East Outer Belt southbound ramp to Easton Way has EMS crews on the scene. Just be careful moving through. Traffic is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone is dead. Timmy's here. Special Thursday edition of Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. He was traveling yesterday, so today, 4:34... Rimmer will join us. And I'm telling you right now, it's like one Blue Jacket question, and then we move on to baseball. Because it's baseball opening day. Rimmer was a longtime baseball guy before he was a hockey guy. Rimmer did tons of baseball, especially in the D.C. area. He became close with the Ripken family.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that.
He's the one that saved Cal's mom. Little known fact about
Either
Jeff.
Either that or he's the one that kidnapped her. We don't know. Degenerate Timmy coming up at 4:48. Name that hole in the 5 o'clock hour. It's baseball opening day. I used to have a ritual that I would do. I'd take the day off. I would also eat the same thing. I would start out with a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
All right.
Not Velveeta shells and cheese.
I got it.
None of that.
Regular.
Powdered.
Regular.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. I would eat the entire box. Then I would go and eat a Big Mac. Because why not?
Why not? Why wouldn't you have the Big Mac with that mac and cheese? That'd be nice.
I don't know,
Tim. A little combo.
I don't know, Timmy.
Just to pass the time.
You know, I like to eat both of them fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that mac and cheese to congeal, and I don't want that Big Mac to get cold.
You weren't doing a breakfast or anything, or was this like a 10:30, an earlier morning
early.
Kind of mac and cheese?
Early.
And then noon,
then
right
noon,
to McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's, get a Big Mac and fries, come home, start watching games with an industrial-sized bag of peanut butter M&Ms.
Nice. Like the big zipper bag.
Oh, my God. I was telling this to Samantha the other day, because we got a big thing of peanut butter M&Ms in the house.
Always?
Always.
Oh, nice.
In the pantry.
In a glass dish or something?
It's one of those, like, Sam's Club plastic jugs.
Oh, yeah, the tubs.
The tubs.
Oh, the tubs. See, Sarah gets upset with me when I buy those tubs of candy.
Why?
I like to get the Skittles or the M&Ms. I don't get the peanut butter M&Ms. I will just get the classic.
We have both classic and peanut butter.
What I love to do with those classic M&Ms is anytime you're having an ice cream treat, oh, baby, throw a little bit of those in the ice cream.
You like it to be rock hard.
If you have a vanilla bean ice cream.
Rock hard.
They don't get rock hard.
In ice cream, they do.
They don't get rock hard. They're swimming around the exterior. I think some get a little hard.
I'll tell you what I use the regular M&Ms for. First of all, I like them.
They're great.
They're good. Classic M&M flavor.
Good for popping.
But, you know, Samantha likes a little snack. And so I make a little, just on the fly, trail mix. I always have some dry roasted peanuts in the house.
Perfect.
Some raisins.
Yep.
Some M's.
That's perfect.
She loves it for a snack. So do I.
Yeah, I do too.
What was I saying to
You're
you?
You're talking about what we're eating.
Oh, so
in our
opening
ritual,
day, I would
watching
have,
games.
I would have my ritual. And then,
the
I
movie.
Would, then I would watch Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is top five favorite movies of all time. For my money, the best baseball movie of all time. I'm going to forgive you for years ago calling it a science fiction film.
I appreciate that.
Because it is not, you dumb idiot.
I don't want to get into this. We're not going to have this.
Sorry.
We're not going to go down this
road. I'm just saying.
I appreciate that.
I have to bring it up. I'll also forgive the fact that Beanie Wells once told me that he thought the movie sucked. To which point I thought I was going to have to fight Beanie.
Yeah, that's... I think
I don't know what to tell you.
I think I blacked that out. I think I blocked that out.
He hated Field of Dreams. It was around the same time you told me it was a sci-fi movie. I hated the both of you.
You just are walking around the office that day with your arms flying.
Are you kidding? When your show was canceled, I threw a party.
Working with idiots! That's nice. That's nice. You know what? It was destined to be canceled.
It was a sci-fi movie. It never even existed. I would watch Field of Dreams, and I would just cry like a baby. Not like maybe you say, oh, this is a movie I get teary-eyed at. I'm not talking about getting teary-eyed. I'm talking about like end of Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
A mess. Just a mess with tears running down my face. And it is because, in particular, of this scene.
Good night, Richard. Good night, John.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
This is why you can't... Like, this is what art is, okay? Like, I try to explain to Kristen, honey, I need to stay home. It's NFL draft day. I have to watch it.
What are they doing? They're not playing any games.
No, they're not, but they're going to... read names at a podium.
Right. It might not sound like much, but
can't
it means
it
a lot.
Later, you can know what it is.
Doesn't matter. I have to be there when they read the names.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't. If I say it out loud like that, it doesn't make any sense. But trust me, I have to do it. You were to tell somebody, I can't not cry at a movie where Kevin Costner's dead baseball player dad who's been visiting him from a cornfield has one last catch with him on his Iowa farm where he's built a baseball field.
Hey, you know?
You'd say, like, what are you? Are you high right? No, I'm serious. The emotion is so great. I can't watch it with anybody else. Like, Kristen would want to watch that movie with me. I said, I can't do it with you. I need it to be by myself.
I know what you mean.
So I could cry like a baby.
I know exactly what you mean. And maybe I'm the wrong guy to debate with this, with what you said, but I can fully understand how someone would say, why do you need to watch the draft that much? But I'm completely with you when it has to do with Field of Dreams. And I think anyone that gave the movie a full watch, even if it's not your movie, once you know what that plot is and how Ray Kinsella's relationship with his dad ended and how they were on bat, that's the thing. That's just, think about your dad or think about a relationship with your own mother. Either way, it's a parental type of thing. And they broke it off and then he died. And that's like the whole movie is about his pain. And then they do these great things where they try to twist it into baseball things to use misdirection that they're trying to ease the pain of Terrence Mann, the writer who's featured in the movie.
You and I,
James Earl Jones.
You and I throw insignificant lines from this movie out all the time.
Oh.
All the time. For no reason whatsoever.
Means we're going to Chisholm, Minnesota to see Moonlight Graham.
First of all, don't do the voice. You can't do James Earl Jones' voice, you moron.
Come on.
I wish he would come out from the corn and kick your ass.
No one's called me Moonlight in 50 years.
At least he's going to think I got a girlfriend.
They used to stock blue all the time because they knew if he walked by, he'd buy it for her.
You idiot.
Hey, that scene for where your clip
started.
It's not
your gun, it's a finger.
Peace, love, dope. Now get the hell out of here.
I swear to God, you and I can just do this whole
We can do the rest
do
of the show.
We can do the whole dumb movie.
You come out here and you stare at nothing. He is, talk about all-time
Turn
jerks.
Your daughter into a space cadet.
Get your hands off her.
Timothy Busfield?
Busfield.
And I like how.
What's his name?
Oh, it's the.
He's the brother. He might be closer to Paulie than anyone who's come across.
Because
he redeems himself
because
in the
at
end.
The end of the movie.
I don't care.
He
picked up the daughter and chucked her off the back of a bleacher.
First of all, he dropped her. He didn't chuck her.
He's shaking her.
He's shaking her, saying,
up and is shaking
look
her.
Look at what you've done to your daughter.
You turned your daughter into a damn circus clown and throws her off the bleachers.
I like how, too, they're all just, she's choking, right? She's not breathing.
And they're just
standing
around.
And they're just standing there, and it takes Moonlight Graham.
They're waiting for Moonlight.
Burt Lancaster comes off the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that can pat her on the back to get the hot dog up.
Oh, my God. You can't go back. You can't go back. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, though, when his feet hit those rocks, his cleats hit those rocks, that music hits you.
The part of the movie, it's almost 7 minutes of emotion because Ray Liotta, who is Shoeless Joe Jackson, he's about to leave. He decides that he wants to. It sounds so ridiculous to someone.
I know, it's so stupid. If you try and tell someone the plot,
to someone
he wants to take Terrence Mann into the corn. It's so dumb.
What's he going to do? Oh, I'd like to find out. You going to write about it? Maybe I'll write about it.
It's what I do.
Ah, you son of a bitch. You're going to write about it, aren't you?
It's so dumb. But it's great.
But as I was saying, when Ray and James Earl Jones, they leave the movie, and Dad pops up. That's when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's right when he shows up and he does the, oh my God, it's my father.
And then
Costner
then looks at Ray Liotta, who's out in the outfield.
And he looks
said, it was you.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ray.
It was you. Talking about whose pain they were trying to ease the whole entire movie. And then when he says to his daughter, and he's having the conversation with Amy Madigan, his wife,
and the daughter's name is Karen, and she says something like, why don't you introduce her to her grandfather? And you're like, oh, God. And then as they get closer, he's going to say, you know, Karen, this, he says, this is my, and he realizes he jumped the gun there. Like he was going to say, this is my dad. And he said, this is my,
this is John.
This is John. Yeah.
Hi,
she has
John.
No idea.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
This is great radio, isn't it?
Daddy.
Two idiots, two idiots reciting lines haphazardly from a movie that's 40 years old.
There's a man out there in your lawn.
Stupid. NFL refs. Well, you know what? I didn't pay off on the damn tees. Coaches are not normal. This was your fault. You were supposed to do this.
Come on. This is
coaches
better.
Coaches are not normal human beings. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
An earlier incident along northbound 71 between Greenlawn and 70 now clearing out from the right berm, but still causing slowdowns. Speaking of which, stop and go heading northbound on 71 between 670 and 11th. And you've got the same situation where it's bumper to bumper heading eastbound on US 33 this afternoon between Hamilton as you make your way over to Gender. Traffic is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name. Same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. Happy opening day. Bone is out. Timmy's here.
My guy. Let me throw something your way. Dustin Papalardo on Twitter chimed in. He said, you guys should do a watch-along or something for Field of Dreams on YouTube.
I can't. I won't watch it with my wife. I'm going to watch it with a bunch of you guys. I'm going to be crying. I can't do it.
We wouldn't be able to.
I wouldn't be able to control myself.
What if we went up to that spot, though? I mean, they're
what
doing
spot?
This.
In Iowa?
No. What if we went up to the spot in the movie where it really gets tear jerky to where John Kinsella comes in? I mean, I'm sure if you and I were together, we wouldn't be spewing tears together.
That's what you think.
And if we were,
we'd be hugging each other.
If we still had that regular emotion from when we normally watch the movie, because I would be watching a flick like this after the whole family has gone to bed.
Yes.
It's probably 11:30 at night. And then I try to time it to where I'm a little bit tired. And so my guard's down a little bit. And I'm there alone on the couch. Maybe my dog is there too, or my cat. And then it all just comes out.
My dog.
But if we watched it together, I'm sure we wouldn't get like that. And if we did, that would even be better and more entertaining to watch.
Get out of here. I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They're Timmy's friends too.
They are.
Did you know that in your early to mid 30s, guys start losing 2-3% of their testosterone production every year?
Gone.
Happens gradually, and before they know it, they just don't feel like the same man they did in their 20s and 30s. Maybe you have a decrease in libido. Maybe you're putting on weight, less productive at the gym, poor sleeping. You're tired all the time, sad or depressed. You may have low T. I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They have 6 locations: Cincinnati, Dayton, Louisville, Northern Kentucky, and 2 here, Hilliard, where I do all my banging, and Westerville. You go to the Hilliard one too, right?
Oh, yeah. We high-five each other on our way in and out the door.
800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Common Man and Timmy sent you.
And when we go to the Hilliard spot, we have lunch with the fishy.
Not today.
No.
No one gets COVID more
sick
than the fishy.
He likes to be sick.
He's that guy like they're looking for on the news where it's like, we've been testing the sewage. Some guy has the biggest viral load of COVID in his crap. We have to find him. That's who they're looking for. Fish.
Fish might be the key to COVID.
Think about that.
If we can study
like
fish,
he's
we can crack the code.
He's the host, like the one particular monkey in the movie Outbreak.
Correct.
That's fish.
That's fish.
That's fish. He's the guy. Somehow, if
Where's
we can
your answer. We can't do this show together, man.
You stupid idiot.
We can't do this together. We know each other too well.
You've got to go to fishes, George. There's your answer. If we could just analyze his blood, I think.
No, not his blood. His stool.
Just the stool.
We need the stool.
Well, remember, we found out through my mother-in-law that there's a stool transplant that can actually help.
That's
antibacterial.
Right. Your mother-in-law.
Or bacterial infections.
Was having intestinal issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was having stomach problems.
They
it was getting very serious.
You don't have enough good bacteria in your gut.
Yes.
So we have to take someone else's poo.
Yeah, and transplant it into you.
Yes. Now, I know that for like organ transplant patients,
mm-hmm.
you know, they want to meet the family. It's like, well, I'm so sorry your daughter died.
That's where you were going with that.
I got her liver now, and I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to meet the person whose poo has saved your life?
Well,
I want to meet my poo donor on the next Unsolved Mysteries.
I will say, in all seriousness, it was not looking good
I
for
know.
Kay
poo,
at a time.
Someone's poo.
That could have helped
save
her life.
Her life.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she want to meet her donor crapper?
To think that you could have a great crapper out there thinking as highly of himself or herself as a...
Yep, just save the world again.
As a kidney donor or a liver donor. Sean Elliott's...
That old broad wouldn't be alive without me.
Sean Elliott's brother, right? Was it Sean Elliott's brother or Sean Elliott?
What are you talking about?
The famous basketball player for the Spurs. You know, played next to the Rear Admiral for all his career. He either gave a kidney or received a kidney.
I didn't know where we were going.
It was a famous sports story. I was wondering, you know, to think that a crapper out there could be walking around feeling good about themselves.
And I wonder too, do they grade craps? Like, do they say, this guy's crap? I've never seen bacteria
it's
like
so
this.
It's so good.
It's so rich.
I would
with
imagine.
With healthy bacteria. If
someone has a great diet or something, I don't know.
Oh my, look at the flora and fauna that we're seeing in this crap.
That is.
It has portobellos growing out of it. That's how wonderful
it is. This is spectacular stool.
The nitrates. We're going to plug this in the soil to grow crops. This can save lives.
Oh, man.
This guy's a grade A crapper. All right, come on. Do the Nick Saban email story.
Nick Saban. So this came out in a little ESPN story that was published about Saban's life after football. You know, catching up with him and how he's going to do the broadcasting deal coming up here. And some interesting tidbits were revealed in this story. According to his wife, Terry. That's Terry.
Miss Terry. Doesn't need any crap.
They've been married for 50 years. She said that he's doing certain everyday activities that are completely normal for anyone alive, right? That's older than 25 years old. For the very first time, she said he's actually texting and reading his own emails.
Oh.
And sent, this is the one that got blown up, sent his first ever email.
Mm-hmm.
This other one that didn't get blown up, I think it should have. He even took his first trip to the pharmacy to pick up his first prescription. He's actually quite proud of himself.
That he went to the pharmacy.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, Nick. That's a big time football coach.
Hey, Terry. I picked up my medicine and sent an email today. Calm down, Paul. Not too much too soon.
Coach Day, if you're listening, I'm hoping and praying that you've been to the pharmacy before and that you've sent an email. I know you've got assistants and people that help, but I'm hoping that you have a personal email account as well that you actually use to talk with friends or family.
Well, speaking of the pharmacy, Jeff Rimmer lives at the pharmacy. A special Thursday edition of Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Still seeing heavy backups this afternoon from an earlier wreck along the southbound East Outer Belt off-ramp to Easton Way, with slowdowns out there as police are on the scene. And it's still running slow this afternoon along westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street at a couple minutes into your commute. Traffic is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Going stir-crazy with your pet? Invisible Fence brand works in any weather so you can stay warm while your dogs get their energy out in the yard. Their local pet experts work with you to create a customized solution tailored to your pet. Learn more about how pets like yours gain independence at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
The television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Nice to be with you again.
I don't want to talk hockey today except for one thing. The Blue Jackets are honoring you on Saturday night. How pumped up are you, or how nervous are you?
Very nervous. Emotional. I don't know if you listened last night, but Bob and Jody had me on their Wednesday night show, and I got pretty emotional. And that's perhaps a forerunner to what we might see Saturday night, as I am honored and thrilled to be honored by the Blue Jackets. I'm overwhelmed, in fact. Did not expect it, but I certainly appreciate the support, not only from the Blue Jackets organization, but the terrific support from Blue Jacket fans and a number of them. I mean, a great number of them have reached out to me here in the last little while. And again, I'm somewhat overwhelmed.
Do you have a speech written?
I sure do.
Am I in it?
You're in it, but not by name. I am limited in the amount of time that I have because the NHL is making an exception. There's a rule that after the beginning of March that there are no on-ice celebrations, but the NHL has kindly acquiesced, and it'll be a celebration, obviously, of my career in Columbus and my NHL career overall, but there are some time constraints. We want to get the game, and that is the important thing, get the game played. So I'll be limited in what I can actually
say. Can I tell you something? The important thing is you having your night. Who cares about the game? Season's over.
Yeah. Well, there's another team that's going to be on the ice, and we have to respect them. And
no, all that's the Penguins. Here's what I say.
Yeah.
Go as long as you want, Rimmer. What are they going to do to you?
They're going to fine the Blue Jackets. Could be a million-dollar fine. Are you going to pay it?
They're not going to make you pay it. The McConnells will have to pay it. You're going to ride off in retirement.
You'll be done, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no.
I'll just say this. Look, I understand what you're saying, but let me say one more thing. Okay, I understand that maybe you can't mention me by name, but I'm going to tell you something right now, and you know I'm dead serious. If you mention Herbie by name but not me, don't ever call me again.
No, don't worry. Herbie's not being mentioned.
Okay, thank you. You're
okay.
Let's talk about opening day, because for a long time you were knee-deep in baseball. You did a lot of stuff with the Orioles. Teddy actually told me that you were there for opening day when they first opened Camden Yards in Baltimore.
That's correct. And it's a day that I will remember forever. In fact, there were a couple of celebrities there. The late Faye Vincent, then the commissioner of Major League Baseball. I got a chance to interview him for television. Tom Selleck was there. Yes, you
Mr.
remember
baseball.
Tom Selleck. Yeah, we've talked about him before, and a huge Oriole fan, and just the opening of that spectacular ballpark that many ballparks have tried to intimidate and repeat, but very few will ever come close to Camden Yards, in my opinion. It's just a great facility.
Makes me happy to hear you say that, Jeff. I'm wearing 4 Baltimore Orioles items at work today here in honor of opening day. We also were talking about a movie, a baseball flick that Mike and I are both very fond of. I was wondering if you love the movie Field of Dreams, and if you've ever had any run-ins with cast members, or if ever, you know, met Kevin Costner along the trail or anything like that.
Funny you mentioned Kevin Costner. I met Kevin at the ballpark. He spent quite a bit of time in Baltimore over the years, involved in movies, etc. And yes, I had a chance to meet him, did an interview him. And since we're talking about the Orioles, I'm extremely excited for Cal Ripken Jr., who, by the way, reached out to offer his congratulations on my career. He's
really?
Actually surprised. Yeah, he's surprised that I am, in fact, retiring. He's a huge hockey fan. We used to play at Old Memorial Stadium. We used to play floor hockey in the visiting clubhouse after I did the morning sports, because Billy would call and say, hey, Cal and I are here. Jim Traber's here. There's a few other guys here. Come on over, Rims. We want to play a little ball hockey. We just had a great time there. So, yeah. So Cal this week officially became an owner of the Orioles. I couldn't be happier for him. This is his dream. I've lived my dream, and now he gets to live his, not only to being a Major League Baseball player, but at the same time, he gets to live the dream of being part owner of the Orioles.
You know, Rimmer, the rumor was back in the day that Kevin Costner was playing a little ball hockey with Cal Ripken's wife. Yeah. That was the rumor.
Well, they're no longer married, he and Kelly. I really like Kelly. That was his first wife. He's remarried now to a judge in the state of Maryland.
Judge Judy.
He's living... No, not Judge Judy. And he's living very happily in Annapolis, Maryland, which is about 25 minutes door-to-door from the ballpark.
All right, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Buddies, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your buddies, Rims?
Never refuse an opportunity to talk about Kevin King and all those folks out there at Buyers Imports by the airport. I haven't had a chance. We've been on an 11-day road trip that ends tonight, so I haven't been out there for the last, I'd say, better part of 2 weeks, but I intend to go out here before the week is over and take a look at the latest selection of cars. In fact, talking to Kevin the other day, the collection continues to get some impressive late model pre-owned cars. And I'd suggest if you're looking for a BMW, not necessarily on the lot, there's not a BMW dealership there, but let me tell you, they get some late models, including one beauty that Kevin sent the picture of for someone in the Blue Jackets organization that actually was interested in it. And not only is the collection there, of course, they have brand new Audis, pre-owned Audis, and Porsches, both pre-owned and new. And if it's a Volkswagen or Subaru you're looking for, head there and remember the oil change, half an hour, and that includes a lube job and a car wash.
Mm-hmm. Did Kevin King send a photo of a U-Haul to Pascal Vincent, too, just in case he can start to get his stuff packed up?
No, but he sent one to me because I'm going to need one to pack my stuff up. How's that?
All right. Can you help us? Unless you have a big name to drop, I want you to help us with something.
Sure.
All right. It's we're doing drive-through madness. I know you're a big drive-through guy.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
So we're in the Sweet 16, so I'm going to ask you right now. The number one seed, Big Mac, is up against the number... What is
five Cane? Seed?
5 seed Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. Do you have a preference, Rims?
I'll go for the Raisin Cane chicken fingers.
Timmy,
Rims, I'm with you. It's respect to the Big Mac for what it is and its piece of Americana, but I am all the way Cane's tenders.
I am I'm Big Mac all day, every day. I love the Cane's tenders, but to me, nothing is better than a Big Mac. Teddy, what do you think?
I do respect a Big Mac as well, but we just had some Raising Cane's tenders in here yesterday, right?
And yeah.
Those were fantastic. I love, you know, and people say I'm biased towards the chicken, but I love the Raising Cane's tenders.
Now, T-Bone is not here, but he's left his vote. He, too, votes for Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
So 4-1.
As much as I hate it. We have to advance. Raising Cane's Big Mac is gone. All right, one more for you, Rimmer. You ready?
I'm ready, but I have a closing comment as well. But go ahead.
No, do the closing comment then.
My closing comment, just to throw out a couple more names. I came early, so, and again, I graciously thank you for postponing yesterday's appearance to today because we were in flight from Arizona. But I got to the rink here early because I did want to be here before the bus departed, and they just left, so I would have missed this opportunity. But anyway, standing here in the hallway in the last few minutes while I'm on the air here with you, both Sidney Crosby walked by and shook my hand and gave me the thumbs up and said congratulations. And just before coming on the air, Hall of Famer Brian Trottier, a longtime Pittsburgh Penguin and New York Islander and Stanley Cup champion, came by and gave me a big hug. And what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? You're calling my the job. Game tonight.
No, he was just joking. He thought I'd left South Florida's beaches to come to the game here tonight to see him.
All right. Rimmer, I'm proud of you. And we're going to talk. Obviously, this is not the end of the segment. It's not the end of the season. But I'm proud of you that you're getting your moment on Saturday night at Nationwide in front of the people.
I appreciate that. I hope you're going to be tuned in. If you can't be in the arena, that's to all the fans. It'll be on Bally Sports as part of their pregame. So make sure you're tuned up and tuned in because I want to salute all the fans. And I want to salute you. I know you're disappointed, as I am, in the outcome of the season this year. But I know deep down, Mike, I know deep down you're a big fan of the Blue Jackets. You can't tell me anything else.
I am a huge fan of the Blue Jackets. Huge.
You just want to see them do well.
Yes. So huge, you need a huge U-Haul to get everybody to pack up. I'm so excited about the offseason. Not you, though. I want you to stay.
No. It's going to be a very, I think, interesting, informative, and you're going to want to be tuned up and tuned in because I think you're going to see some big-time changes here. And
that is
quite frankly,
Rimmer saying, it's going to be a bloodbath. Tune in.
I didn't say that.
Good for you, Rimmer.
It's all for the betterment of the franchise.
All right.
Because it's a great one, and the fans are second to none. And I've been in major markets across the country in Canada and the U.S. And the fans here in the Midwest, and especially Blue Jacket fans, are undoubtedly the best.
That's right. Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Degenerate Timmy and another matchup in the Drive-Through Madness Sweet 16. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Heads up, we've got the intersection of France at Blazer Parkway, both directions. Traffic signals not working, so treat that intersection as a four-way stop as temporary stop signs are in place. And then we've got a stalled car blocking your left lane, so heads up to this one as well. Southbound East Outer Belt Collector Lanes at 70 East Side. As a result, you're slow from about Main Street. Traffic is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Going stir crazy with your pet? Invisible Fence brand works in any weather so you can stay warm while your pet gets their energy out in the yard. Their local pet experts work with you to create a customized solution tailored to fit your pet. Learn more about how pets like yours gain independence at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, real quick, are you aware that Channel 6 and 28 has a new sports reporter?
I'm not, no. Who?
Teddy, are you aware of the new sports reporter at Channel 6 and Channel 28?
They replace Clay Hall?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any new. I know some other ones that work there, but I didn't know they had a new one.
Yeah, they have a new one.
Name?
And her name is making some news. I'm just going to read it to you.
Please.
Okay. It is Kellyanne Stitz.
I think she's been there for a while.
Oh, yeah, she's been there.
Oh, she's been there for a while.
Yeah, Kellyanne Stitz has been there.
I have not heard her name before.
Yeah.
But this has been popping up on my feed. Kellyanne Stitz.
Yes.
Say that fast. We won't.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this is getting national attention now.
Is it
her
really?
Name. Yeah.
It's,
let her live.
If you make a mistake on the graphic, could have an issue. You got to be sure with the chyrons there that you're always
Kellyanne
doing the job.
Stitz.
Kellyanne Stitz. S-T-I-T-T-S.
I mean, I'm not a news watcher. I haven't Stitz. Seen her. I'm sure she does a fantastic job, but just saying. Ready for some what?
That
ready for some degenerate Timmy?
Always ready.
Timmy!
Picks for the weekend.
Degenerate Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Ohio Health. Go ahead, Timmy.
All right, my man. Why don't we go to... Let's go to the Sweet 16. Let's go to college basketball. Play resumes tonight. We lamented some of these tip times and how we got a game at 10:09 p.m. on TBS or True TV, the late game at the TD Garden in Boston. I'll just start with that one because I'm on it there. This is the one pick where I'm going to go with the Big Ten upset here. I really do like the way that Illinois is playing. They're all good teams right now, but Iowa State has proven at times this year to be a little bit offensively challenged. And I also just like the length and the toughness and physicality that Illinois can play with. And we certainly know that they've got a guy that can play with pace and play with tempo and drive to the hole every single time. And that's Terrence Shannon, and Marcus Domask is a great shooter. So I like Illinois getting 1.5 in that one. I also will roll with the favorite here in a 1-4 matchup. That's the North Carolina Tar Heels against Alabama. I think that Alabama attack was a little disjointed in the second half of their win in the round of 32. And the way that UNC is playing, I really like what Hubert Davis has done as a coach there. Seems to have them playing with the right kind of mentality and a chip on their shoulder. So UNC there. And then, what do you think about this one? See, I've been looking at these UConn lines, and I've been a little nervous about, you know, winning a college basketball game by double-digit points when they get to be good teams.
They are heavy favorites.
But they're really good, and they continue to prove that they can just blow teams out. They're an 11.5-point favorite over the 5-seed San Diego State, and I love Jaden Ledee. Played here at Ohio State what seemed like 10 years ago. He's had a good career. But UConn, I would give the advice to UConn
to cover
that 11.5, indeed. And the other one, I think Clemson's run is going to come to an end. Look, that's an 11-loss team. I think they have played a little bit above themselves with all the losses they took in their conference play in the ACC. Credit the ACC for getting a lot of teams in and through to the Sweet 16, but Arizona -6.5. I'm going to go with them out in their region, out in Los Angeles. Also on the Jackets game tonight, I'll leave the baseball off for right now because I was going to say pick the Orioles, but you'd
well, I mean, it's already seven to one.
So
pick the Orioles because they're up 7-1.
Pick them now. I mean, put like $7 million on them to win, and you might get like $10 back because they're beating the Angels 7-1. Jackets though, let's go Pittsburgh on the money line, and I like the over 6.5 goals. I like the over. If you take a look at the pucks that have been going in the net when either the Jackets or the Penguins have been playing the last five
tonight.
Or six games.
Is Elvis starting tonight?
No, Tarasov.
Good.
Tarasov is in the net, but either way, I could see a 5-3 for the Penguins or a 4-3, and that gets the job done.
All right. People are angry with us because we've been neglecting our Sweet 16 in drive-through madness. I promise you, we're going to have an entire segment where we go through matchups coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Traffic continues to build up on the freeways, causing slowdowns and in pockets along westbound 670, one stretch from 71 to Neal, the other from Grandview over to 70. And then eastbound on 70, your bumper-to-bumper James over to 270. And remember, friends at Blazer, traffic lights not working, temporary signs are up, just be careful moving through. Traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Their BMI is higher than their IQ. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. You know, Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. What a day. We got baseball today. We got basketball tonight.
This is why it's the greatest month in sports.
It is a tremendous day in sports. So if you're looking for some action tonight, go get some food and drink and partake of the, even if you don't want to put any money down. Enjoy other people doing it. Scotty Vegas is screaming and crying and urinating all over himself at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Go there. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I give you permission when you see Scotty Vegas to just put him in a Nolan Ryan headlock
and just start punching.
Just go to town. Maybe you don't punch him in the face, but give him a noogie at least.
All right.
In the Nolan Ryan headlock.
I got it.
Hey there, Scotty.
It is Drive Through Madness. It is the Sweet 16.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
The Big Mac was up against Cane's. Big Mac being the one seed up against the five. Raisin Cane's, Chicken Fingers, and Cane's moves on. So a one seed falls down. I'm very sad, but I was outvoted. What am I going to do? The second Sweet 16 matchup in that region is the three seed McDonald's Fries up against the two seed White Castle Slider.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Both of these are classic, okay? I mean, all these teams are good. We're down to the 16 best. 16 best fast food items. So everything's going to be a struggle from here on out.
What you got?
I think this is a close game. I'm a big fan of both these things. But for me, when cooked properly, nothing beats a McDonald's fry. That's my vote.
I think I'm with you. And maybe not too much. I could see that if these seeds were reversed, that would make more sense. But we'd have the same matchup, essentially.
Well,
so what's the difference? It's a 2-3.
Both of these are
high-ranked
opponents.
No, I know they are. I'm saying maybe a little overseeding on White Castle Slider, but it's not too big of a deal because McDonald's is the 3 seed, and I might have had White Castle Slider at the 3. But I go with the fries here. You just can't get rid of a McDonald's French fry.
Right, so I'm a fry. You're a fry. T-Bone has left his votes. He is a fry.
That's
Teddy
it.
Holbrook, it's up to you. Well, if Teddy makes a compelling case, we can keep it alive.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because I love the McDonald's fries.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
McDonald's fry moves on. So the Big Mac is gone, but the McDonald's conference stays alive with the McDonald's fry. The one seed in the other region. What are we calling this region? What did...
Ingest.
The Ingest region.
If we're starting with the Chicken McNuggets. Yeah, number
the
one seed.
The one seed Chicken McNuggets is up against the five seed Popeye's Tenders.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
These tenders can be regular or spicy, however you like it. Dipping sauce for both these locations is, of course, up to you. Timmy?
My love for McDonald's is going to become pretty well known. As if it isn't already, we're going to go with McDonald's Chicken McNuggets here, the one.
You know I love the McNugget. I get it much more often now because they have special deals on it in the app.
They got a nice app.
However, to me, the Popeyes tender is what brought me to the dance. It's what first really got me obsessed with Popeyes chicken. I love the tenders so much. When cooked hot and fresh, which I understand, a little inconsistent at times.
But sure.
When cooked hot and fresh, to me, there is nothing better. And that means Cane's, that means McNuggets, Wendy's, it doesn't matter. To me, that is the best dipping chicken option.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going with Popeye's tenders. Teddy?
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with chicken McNuggets, but, I mean, the Popeye's tenders, it adds a little something special. It just seems, you know, overall, I enjoy them better.
All right, so two Popeye's tenders. T-Bone's going to be the tiebreaker. I do have his vote here. T-Bone says Popeye's tenders.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Sorry, Timmy.
Bye-bye, chicken McNuggets.
To another one seed. Mm. The five beats the one. Chicken McNuggets, gone. Another Popeye's item, the Popeye's chicken sandwich, the 3 seed, is up against the 2 seed, the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. This is the battle of the chicken sandwiches. Popeye's is, you know, what sort of started this whole thing? Well, you can say Chick-fil-A sort of started this whole thing with all these restaurants wanting to come out with their gourmet chicken sandwiches. But when Popeye's came out with theirs, it really was the catalyst for all these other places to say, no, we're going to wrap ours in foil. We're going to do this and fancy. Popeye's chicken sandwich is fantastic. However, I, along with Wendy's founder Dave Thomas, is responsible for the popularity of the Wendy's spicy sandwich. Back when I was banging, when I was a wee lad, I wrote a letter to Dave Thomas. This is when the spicy chicken sandwich was only a limited time item. It would pop up. It would go away. It distressed me because we had a location down the street. It was my favorite thing. And then it would just be poof, gone. I wrote a letter to Dave Thomas saying, Mr. Thomas, I love Wendy's and I love the spicy chicken sandwich. Please make it a permanent menu item. He wrote back to me, enclosed a coupon for a free spicy chicken and said, I love it just as much as you do. This was in his handwriting. It was a letter from his desk. And said, because of you, he didn't say that, but he did say, I'm making
because
this a permanent item because I like it so much. Look for it to be a permanent item in the near future. And then he enclosed an 8x10 picture of himself that I framed and put over my bed. And I was always wondering why girls never wanted to come in my bedroom.
Because of Dave. Because
every time they did, they saw an autographed picture of a fast food guy on my wall because I was a loser. But I was a loser who loved the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. So this
you better pick that one then after all that.
Long story long, my vote, even though I love the Popeye's chicken sandwich, is the Wendy's original spicy chicken sandwich.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da.
That's as good a reason as ever to vote for the Wendy's spicy chicken. I, too, have been loving that sandwich for a long time, and I don't typically order the deluxe sandwich, when I go to Chick-fil-A, I just get it their standard way, right? Where it's the chicken and the
chicken
pickles.
Chicken and pickles.
Popeye's actually has, is it a spicy mayo?
Well, you what can get you a spicy that? Mayo or a regular mayo.
You can, but it's got a mayo
yes,
on
it's
the
got
sandwich.
A mayo.
That's part. It's that, the chicken and the pickle. That's the two toppings there.
Correct.
But with the spicy chicken, you get the lettuce and tomato with
and
some
the,
other
and
things.
Mayo.
And the mayo. You get some toppings on that one, and I do enjoy that, so I go with the spicy chicken from Wendy's.
Teddy?
Before Popeye's was introduced to me, the Wendy's chicken, spicy chicken sandwich, that was my favorite of everything. I loved that. It was fantastic. But then I was introduced to it, and I now prefer the Popeye's chicken sandwich. So it's close, but that's where I lean on this.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Right, so I go Wendy's. Timmy goes Wendy's. Teddy is going Popeye's chicken sandwich. So T-Bone is going to be the tiebreaker, and I have T-Bone's vote right here. T-Bone is going with.
He's a Popeye's guy, isn't he?
The Wendy's spicy chicken.
Oh, shocked me.
So,
well, that's the 2 seed, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying the spicy chicken moves on. It's going to be hard to beat spicy chicken in this town, right?
That is a chicken bracket right there. It's going to go up against Popeye's chicken tenders for the final four.
All right, next region. The number 1 seed, Wendy's Frosty, is going up against the number 4 seed, Culver's Butterburger. Now, this is a Butterburger however you like it at Culver's. And this is a Frosty flavor however you like it at Wendy's. Now, for me, It's the original chocolate because I'm not a Nazi. Because that is true. Only Nazis eat vanilla Frosties.
Right, or one of those specialty strawberry Frosties.
Although Teddy does like the strawberry Frosty, don't you?
I did enjoy that, but if I'm going to Wendy's, I'm getting the chocolate Frosty.
I haven't tried the orange one yet. I will try that. But I'll probably get one of each. I'll probably get a regular chocolate and an orange.
Going back and forth from chocolate and orange would not be bad.
Butterburger is very good. I enjoy it. Samantha and Kristen always love going to Culver's. I like Culver's a lot. But for me, nothing's taken down the original Frosty.
Yeah.
At least not yet.
Yeah. I enjoy Culver's maybe as much as anybody. Maybe anybody here at this office. I've been to that location over there in Hilliard more times than I can count. Their food is phenomenal. I love the experience.
Is there a but coming, or is that what you're voting for?
But. The Wendy's Frosty is the quintessential dessert in the history of fast food.
It's a blue blood.
It's an
iconic program.
You know what? I know McDonald's and their little, you know, if you watch the movie and how they developed what their milkshake and what their ice cream would be like, and now it's cheaper, now it's still pretty tasty. The Wendy's Frosty, and that concoction, the consistency of it, has it beat. So the Frosty.
Dave Thomas had a vision. Okay, and I'm sure people thought he was crazy because everything was on the go. We got to have milkshakes. And he said, I'm going to give people something they can eat with a spoon. I'm going to give them something of substance.
Mm-hmm. Not your typical milkshake.
No, it's not a milkshake. It's something different. Do not call it a milkshake. Right, Teddy?
That's right. Don't do that, please.
All right, so two votes for Frosty. What are you saying, Ted?
I'll make this easy. Frosty.
All right. For what it's worth, T-Bone also had Frosty over Butterburger. Clean sweep. Wendy's is still alive, though. I don't know why I said that, because Frosty just moved on. The Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, the 3 seed, is up against the number 2 seed Quarter Pounder with Cheese.
That's a heavyweight.
Look, I enjoy
a heavyweight matchup.
I enjoy a JBC. However, pound for pound, I don't think it's offering me enough. It's a nice little snack item that I would get in addition to whatever else I'm getting at Wendy's. I can't personally make an entire meal out of a JBC. I can make an entire meal out of a Quarter Pounder with Cheese. That's my vote.
I agree with everything you said there. The JBC is an add-on item. And you think anybody involved in this bracket is able to have just one Junior Bacon Cheeseburger? I'd have to get... They don't even make a size of French fry that would fill me up.
No.
If I was having the... It would have
You'd
to
have
be
to
a,
have
trip,
multiple
a
sandwiches.
Triple extra large fry.
It's almost like Wendy's version of a slider.
I would need to have, you know, that, you know, third box of spicy chicken nuggets to make sure that it filled me up. That's why it's included on like the biggie bag. And that's something that you would get with that. So it's going to be the Quarter Pounder with Cheese for me, too.
All right. Quarter Pounder for me. Quarter Pounder for Timmy. What is T-Bone going to say? What is Teddy going to say? The results coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a couple of stalled cars to move you around. The first one, southbound east outer belt before 670. The other one, southbound on the east outer belt, again between Main and 70 East. Both of them affecting traffic with at least one lane down. And then traffic lights still not working at that intersection, France. Both ways at Blazer, just treated as a four-way stop. Traffic is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Going stir-crazy with your pets? Well, Invisible Fence brand works in any weather, so you can stay warm while your dogs get their energy out in the yard. Their local pet experts work with you to create a customized solution tailored to your pet. Learn more about how pets like yours gain independence at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Lena on 105.9 KISS FM, number one. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Extra large, extra stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Happy opening day. Bone is out. Timmy's here. Teddy's here. And we are doing Drive-Thru Madness. Sweet 16 matchups. When last we left you, Junior Bacon Classic, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, I'm sorry, was going up against Quarter Pounder with Cheese. I voted for Quarter Pounder. Timmy voted for Quarter Pounder. Teddy?
I think we should go to Bone first on this.
Bone is going with the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. So it all goes down to you, Teddy.
It puts a little pressure on.
All goes down to you. Do you force a tie, and then that goes to the listeners, or does Quarter Pounder move on?
I mean, I do enjoy the JBC, but you know what?
Thank you.
Tim,
yeah.
I'm a QPC guy, first and foremost.
Quarter Pounder with Cheese.
That's right.
Can I just say that the round that we're in right now, and Annie Hawkhausen on Twitter sent this in and made a beautiful bracket. So it's not just the Sweet 16. It's been dubbed the Sweet and Savory 16. And you're trying to get to the I'll Eat 8. Not the Elite 8.
I'll Eat 8.
I'll Eat 8. So that's going to be Frosty versus the Quarter Pounder in the mouth region in the I'll Eat 8.
You know who's doing play-by-play for the I'll Eat 8? Kellyanne Stitz.
Kellyanne
Stitz.
Stitz.
All right, here we go. This is the all Taco Bell matchup right here. We got Taco Bell on Taco Bell Crime from the same conference.
Mm-hmm.
The cheesy gordita crunch, the 9 seed, has made it all the way here to the Sweet 16. Is up against the 4 seed, soft taco. Not hard taco. That's different. Soft taco, cheesy gordita crunch. Now, as much as I enjoy a soft taco, I enjoy it very much. I mean, with the cheesy gordita crunch, you get a soft taco and a hard taco all mixed together with a savory Baja sauce that kicks any sauce's ass. That Baja sauce is deadly from 3-point range. So for me, this is an easy one.
Okay.
This is a UConn victory. 15-point game, cheesy gordita crunch.
So I don't know how the committee came up with this item as a 9 seed, because it is a bit of a juggernaut.
They underachieved in the regular season.
And when you underseed a team, as I heard Coach Cal say recently, you don't hurt the team that you underseed, you hurt the opponents that it's going to face throughout the tournament. And this might be, look, I feel like this one's going to be debated, even though I'm going to be voting for an item that's 5 seed lines higher. Yes, the cheesy gordita crunch offers a little bit more. Like you just said, it's a hard taco.
It's also
wrapped inside of a soft taco.
A more expensive product.
It's more expensive.
Which is something you have to take into account.
And I go back to the basics right here. I go back to fundamentals, right? I know that you guys can shoot, but it's about defense.
You're going with
it's
Virginia.
It's about passing.
The soft taco is Virginia.
I'm talking about fundamental eating in fast food.
Uh-huh.
You get an item that's cheap. You get an item that's going to fill you up.
It's a blank
classic
canvas.
It's tasty.
You can do what you want to it.
Do what you want to it. You can put whatever kind of hot sauce you want. You want your mild? You want your hot? You want your fire sauce?
I was getting a mild. Get out of here.
I don't know. Because the fire sauce, to be honest, really isn't all that hot.
No.
It's tasty, though. It's got good flavor.
I like a Diablo.
I would get 5 soft tacos for my meal. I would get 5 soft tacos.
All right, so you're voting for the soft taco.
The drink and then the
you're voting for the soft
twisties.
Taco.
Give me the soft.
Teddy?
I mean, come on. The soft taco, it's nice. It's good. But you're not pinning it up on your bedroom wall, right? I mean,
right.
The
yeah, right, Ted.
The cheesy gordita crunch, I'm putting that up on my bedroom wall, right? And just salivating. So that's what I'm voting for.
Look, I had a thing when I was a kid for Joanna Kearns, who was the mother on Growing Pains.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't put her up on the wall.
No.
I mean, I appreciated Joanna Kearns, but Kathy Ireland went up on the wall, right, Teddy?
Yes.
Different.
Yes.
By the way, Bone also says cheesy gordita crunch. Sorry, Tim.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
You made an impassioned plea. However, it fell on deaf ears.
We got a 9 seed now into the Elite Eight.
Nine seed. All right, here we go. Last matchup of the day. And then we'll do the Elite Eight tomorrow. The three seed, Arby's Roast Beef, classic roast beef, up against the number two seed, classic Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Timmy, you start, because I know you're a big fan of both these items.
There is nothing, nothing in the fast food realm that tickles me like an Arby's classic roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing.
What do you put on it?
There is nothing on that sandwich but the beautiful shaved roast
beef. You do a horsey? You do an Arby? What do you do?
I don't prefer the horsey, though a lot of people love the horsey, and that's what's great about the sandwich.
Well, that's right. It's white and creamy. Timmy no likey.
But that Arby sauce is also one of the great condiments.
Love Arby sauce.
In the fast food realm.
Love
so, I think it's a beautiful sandwich, and I feel like it's a special occasion, too. We went to a restaurant. I had the roast beef.
It's a special occasion. You're saying unique. It's like going to Arby's as a holiday meal.
It is.
Grandma's there with an apron shaving the beef for you.
It's just different than going to a McDonald's,
Hello,
a Wendy's,
Timmy.
A Taco Bell.
I shaved my beef extra thin for you.
We've got roast beef here, and I'll have a bunch of them. I love that sandwich. Put them through.
Teddy, go ahead. I want to hear your take on it. Arby's roast beef, original Chick-fil-A.
Just out of spite, I'm going to vote for the Arby's because you guys knocked out my Popeye's chicken sandwich. So I'm going with Arby's. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, because you knocked out my chicken sandwich. I'm going to take out somebody else's chicken sandwich.
Whose chicken sandwich
is it?
Well,
it's typically my chicken sandwich, but I just voted for something a little bit better.
Let me tell you something. Bone's voting for Arby's, and I'm voting for Arby's.
Somebody out there listening is upset.
Yes.
And out of spite, I'm doing it. There you go.
It was a clean sweep here with the panel.
All right.
Dave Holmes is not making votes on this.
No,
he's the guy that you'd be offending.
Dave may come in here and strangle us dead. All right, Arby's moves on.
He's in the red club.
What does that mean?
Special club for Chick-fil-A members.
Oh, is that right?
He could take us to Atlanta, and we could all get a tour of the Chick-fil-A facilities.
I'm sure you can't get that if you just go walk up to the door.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Can I have a tour?
No, you're not in the red club.
They say, my pleasure. Come on in.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Well, hi. How's it going? Where are you from?
My pleasure.
Where are you off to?
You can give a shot of antibiotics to our chicken. I don't know when Jay Burson got here.
Why is Jay Burson in the South now?
Oh, yeah. The Chuck Amato. Actually, it's Philip Rivers now is what we've deemed that voice to be.
Yeah. Shoot up my wife. Hormones.
10 kids or 11? Are they having their 11th?
I don't know.
It's double digits.
Can I
know
tell you
that.
Something? Too many.
A lot.
That's it.
It's a lot.
Although I keep hearing about how in some of these countries, the birth rate is not where it needs to be. And in a few years, society is going to collapse. Philip Rivers is trying his damnedest to make sure that does not happen.
It's not happening here in the States.
I'm not letting AI take all the jobs. My kids are going to work.
Continue.
No, that's it. That's it. Name That Hole is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Crash on the left berm, westbound US 33 at Avery Muirfield. As a result, backup start from about the west outer bell. Traffic lights not working at Franz and Blazer Parkway. That said, just treat that intersection as a four-way stop on this Thursday afternoon. Traffic is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company, Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Name That Hole.
All right. Here's how it works.
Here we go.
We have stories. Perhaps there's a hole involved. Perhaps there's not. We will discuss. We will grade the hole. We will name that hole.
A hole.
Timmy, get us started.
All right. This one comes from a week or so back from Just Donnie D. He's a fine listener. He's a friend as well. He said, so back in 2010, this guy's a fellow Dave head too. DMB announced, Dave Matthews Band, Little Baby. He announced that they were not going to tour in 2011.
Okay. In 2011? The story goes back a bit.
It was 2010, and they announced that they were not going to tour the following year. So for fans of the band, you're like, okay, let's get our tickets. Let's make sure that we see him. So the Wrigley Field shows in 2010 were supposed to be their last for quite a while. I tried. I got tickets to night one, but could not get tickets to night two. Wanted to go both nights. So I went on Ticketmaster and bought some for double face value. I get the tickets mailed to me, and I see that they are warehouse tickets, which is part of their fan club. I know this. I've been in and out of that warehouse.
I feel like we had this story before. Didn't we do this story before?
No, anyway, I don't think so.
I think
I discussed this with you, but it hadn't been done on the show.
All right, go ahead.
He said, rule number one is that you can't scalp warehouse tickets. Can't do that. He said, so after some thought, I called them and told them about it. They said that they would contact the person and tell them to refund me the money or get kicked out of the fan club.
So this guy tattled.
Yes, he tattled.
Okay.
Yep. He ended up refunding me the money and awkwardly sat next to me at that show. All these years later, my friends ripped me for being a narc. Am I an A, B, or C hole for being a narc? And is he an A, B, or C hole for trying to scalp those tickets when it's a strict rule if you're in that fan club that you don't do something like that? Because we go to the shows.
Is it a... Well, you're a Dave Matthews Band guy.
And I...
Is that a hard and fast...
Yes.
No one argues with it? Or is this like, sort of an unwritten rule? It's frowned upon?
Well, of course it's an unwritten rule, but you don't do it. This is for...
That's clear.
This is for big fans of the band, and you are in that warehouse club for advanced ticket purchase options so you can go and enjoy the show for a certain price.
I see.
Not try to make money
off of it. All
right,
so what do you say?
I say that the guy that sold him the tickets is an a-hole.
Okay.
A-hole.
Is this guy a hole for narking on the other guy?
I'm going to say he's also an a-hole.
A-hole.
What about you?
And these two a-holes had to sit next to each other.
Sure did.
At the concert. Teddy, what do you
got
think?
It.
I think the guy who's doing the scalping, that's definitely an a-hole.
Okay.
A-hole.
But the other guy, I mean, I kind of get that. I don't mind that guy at all. I don't think he's any hole.
No hole.
Just keeping it honest, right?
Yeah.
And I don't care.
We have to have rules in this society, right?
I don't care about either of these people.
I've got...
They can both just fall down. Here's one from Rob. Name That Hole. This is a story from a few years ago, potential for various holes. My sister was hosting a baby shower a few hours away. A few days before the shower, my mom announced she had COVID. This is the middle of the COVID pandemic being a thing. The night before the shower, my mom texted me and my wife, both of us having been invited to the shower, and she said she was going anyway. My wife was not happy about this. She said we shouldn't go. We texted my sister and let her know that we weren't comfortable going with my mom going. And she flipped out on us and ended up not talking to us for almost a year because she was so upset we missed the shower. So who's a hole in this situation? Is it me and my wife for not going, my mom for going despite testing positive for COVID, or my sister for getting so upset for not going to her baby shower? All right. Ooh. Now, again, we look at things in hindsight and we say, well, you know, COVID.
Height of the pandemic,
whatever,
right?
But,
here.
Right. We have to put our minds
to where we were.
Height of the pandemic. I think if your mom freshly test positive for COVID, it wasn't even like in doubt, like, it's just a cold. I don't think it's COVID. And then it turns out it is, but it's too late. She's already there. She knew she had it. She said, hell with everybody else. I want to go. I got to go. That makes your mother an a-hole.
A-hole.
Oh, man. I think... So, it's at least a b-hole for me.
At least a b-hole.
At least a b-hole. Teddy, that is so selfish.
I say a-hole. Timmy says at least b-hole.
I'm with Timmy. It's at least a b-hole.
Okay. Yeah. B-hole.
All right, fine. I defer to you guys. Now.
The sister was mad.
The sister. Not. I understand the sister being let down.
Sure.
Okay? But not talking to someone for a whole year because they didn't come to your baby shower? That's a b-hole.
B-hole.
I concur. And I don't think there's any hole at all for the couple that chose not to go.
Because no hole.
They knew that Ma was positive with COVID. Why would you go? You're putting yourself at risk.
And again, we got to put ourselves back in that time frame.
Yes, we're
not
in that
now.
Time frame.
This is not 2024. All right, give me another one.
I got one from Michael C. here. He said, my guys.
C-hole.
He said, this started out innocently enough. We were talking about the craze on buying retro sports apparel that we've been having on the show.
I fell hard into this wormhole.
Yeah.
Spending tons of money on these websites now.
No doubt. Look, we're getting into the track jacket craze, the tracksuit Friday
ridiculous.
Craze.
I'm going to wind up getting a divorce because of retro Chicago Bulls clothing.
Sure. For me, Hungarian tracksuits. But to each their own. I like this stuff, too. He said, okay. So he mentioned to me that he's been running into some issues with this. He said, it started out innocently enough. I'm a podcast listener, so thank him for that. I live in Cleveland, and I happen to be at home when Man and Bone brought up Mitchell and Ness. Now, I'm a 90s kid, like the three of you, and I wanted to browse their selection since I had forgotten they even existed. Almost $1,000 later, my wife, who is expecting our second child, can't believe I would be so irresponsible. Mind you, I had just gotten my annual bonus, so I felt much more comfortable spending the money. She thinks I'm selfish and childish, so I ask you, am I the hole? Is she the hole? Or is man the hole
for
getting him into this?
No, I don't think I'm the hole. I'm just talking to you about my experiences
here. You're not a hole.
Okay, I mean, I'm a hole on so many other things, but I'm going to grade myself no hole on this.
No hole.
Now, I don't know your personal finances, though. $1,000 is different for a lot of people. You know, when I first married Kristen, we had a rule that we couldn't spend more than $100
without
talking
person.
To each other about it. Now, that has evolved over the years. We've been married for 17 years. We're at different points in our careers now. So we don't have the $100 rule, but there is a certain amount of money that we have to discuss with the other person. I don't know if $1,000 is that number for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But with your wife being pregnant, you probably should have gauged that spending $1,000 on retro clothing at this point is not the best thing to do.
Maybe just be cognizant of that. Maybe you could still spend it, but just have the quick discussion beforehand.
Because
she's mentally in a place where she's thinking about the baby, and she's thinking about purchases that
That's
are going to
exactly
have to happen down the road. I'll say low a-hole for Michael. Sorry, buddy.
I'm going to say it's miscommunication. It's not... I'm going to say no hole. Teddy, what do you think?
That's fair, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably an a-hole, but if he got him some nice gear and he likes it, and,
He did get...
No hole.
He did get the Mark Price, Brad Doherty, Cavs satin jacket, which is on fire.
Oh,
it's the blue.
Great.
It's the blue and
that
orange.
Is great.
It
Sweet.
Is beautiful. Yeah. So, Michael, be happy with that jacket. And you probably had seven other things, too, if you spent seven... You spent what? $1,000.
Yeah, so, you know what though? Those things are expensive. That's
four or five other things.
It's easy to spend $1,000.
That jacket I know is like $125 because I have looked at those exact satin jackets.
I was eyeing some stuff on there today.
So was I.
Almost pulled the trigger.
I'm gonna get you something.
You're gonna get me something?
I'm gonna get all three. I'm gonna get you, Panama Ted, and Bone something.
I'm not going to turn it down.
No, why would you turn it
down? I'm not going to turn it down.
We're going to celebrate baseball season.
Okay.
It's going to be your baseball teams
three
of you.
I'm excited. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Got a lot happening out there. Westbound North Outer Belt after Cleveland. Watch for a wreck blocking your left lane. Then along westbound 70 before State Route 29, a collision occupying your right lane. And an earlier issue along US 33 westbound at Avery Muirfield. Still out there, still on the left berm, still causing slowdowns at this time. Traffic is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. If you're saying, man, I just need 30 more minutes of Timmy Hall. Well, good news.
They are saying that.
He will keep you company on the Buckeye Show until we have Jackets hockey tonight. Jackets hockey against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Coverage starts 6:30 right here on The Fan.
That's
what is
right.
Coming up on the Buckeye
That's
Show
right.
tonight?
Coming up tonight, we'll get a little spring football practice report from my man, Austin Ward. He's in the know with what's going on, what's coming out of the Woody there. So that's at 6:20. Also, I heard that Jameson Battle, fine Buckeye basketball player whose eligibility is done, he shared some thoughts on the season and what this transition was like with Jake Diebler being the head coach. He was on the station today, I believe, on Rothman and Ice. So we'll hear some thoughts from Jameson Battle. And I think there is a guy on this Ohio State defense, speaking of football again, that could go on a tear this season. Not Caleb Downs, more of an underrated guy. So mention him as well.
All right. Dodgers radio voice Charlie Steiner, longtime radio voice, will miss opening day with a health issue.
That's too bad.
He says he plans to return to work later this season. So get well. Charlie Steiner, longtime guy at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He's been
Big
doing Dodgers radio for a long time. He's very good at play-by-play on the radio. He is very bad at hosting a radio talk show. Awful.
But he was also very good with his bits in the iconic This Is SportsCenter commercials.
He was. Now, I don't know if he
holding up
was
the lamp in the
responsible
year
for that, or if that's just writers and producers saying, hey, it would be funny if you did this.
But he also executed the follow
right.
me. Follow me to freedom.
He executed it.
It was beautiful.
That's right. But I remember when the Major League Baseball channel first started on like XM radio, Charlie Steiner had a show.
Ah, okay.
It was the Charlie Steiner show. And for a guy who's been around as long as he had, even back then, the stories that he must have had, he could not physically do the show unless he was talking to a guest. He could not just tell a story himself. Hey, remember that time I was in Milwaukee? Let me tell you this story. He could not do any of that. He had to have a guest or a caller on at all times. There were times that the phones would break at XM radio.
Yeah, couldn't get the guest on, couldn't get
callers on,
couldn't get
a guest on. So instead of Charlie Steiner, you know, talking about baseball. Because
you've had a career in sports broadcasting.
He knows things about baseball, the current game, stories from the past. He would say, well, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to play a song. So
You're kidding me.
No, I would tune in to the baseball channel and hear like The Who or something. And I'm like, man, this is the longest bump bed I've ever heard in my life. This is going on for 3.5 minutes. Charlie playing the hits. And he would play songs, or he'd have a producer play songs until the phones were fixed.
Oh, my God.
One day he played songs for an hour.
Oh, come on.
Hour.
Come on.
Because he couldn't just talk.
I get. Is that the TV anchor in him? Is that the SportsCenter anchor in him?
But he couldn't
do sports radio?
Doing games on the radio, he's got to be adept at filling time.
Storytelling.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're a storyteller. If you're a baseball play-by-play guy, part of the art of doing baseball is being able to pass the time and do it in an eloquent, in a classy way.
I mean, at least with Rimmer. Rimmer used to host shows here on The Fan, okay? And, you know, Rimmer's a very, very good play-by-play guy. And back in the day, he was a very, very good talk show guy. But that prime was a while ago.
That was back then.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, he's been doing what? Hockey play-by-play since the 90s
right,
now?
And so I'll never forget the time that he was hosting a show, and he just ran out of stuff to talk about.
Oh, boy. You could hear it.
I mean, he just ran through the sheet. He had nothing to talk about. There weren't any callers on the line.
So?
No guests were lined up. And so he opened up the paper and read the baseball standings from the newspaper.
Oh, boy.
At least Charlie Steiner could have done that. Instead, he just said, I'm playing a song.
I would... There's a part of me that wonders what I would get to if I didn't prep a show and you told me to do a 4-hour shift alone, you know, like pretend
that's pretty much my everyday, except it's a 3-hour show.
Pretend that things have gone wrong and you can't get anybody on, or you can't even play any elements, right? Like you can't go to a soundbite as a crutch,
right,
to think of something else, because then you're incorporating that soundbite into your content. It's just got to be you. Without prepping, what kind of things would you come up with? What kind of things would you stumble onto?
You would be able to do it well.
I think I could do it.
Well, I guess you can't play any audio. I was going to say you could play an interview from the day before.
No. It's just you talking. So you've got to, you know, keep your energy up and go for 4 hours.
Timmy, you could talk to a wall.
Thank you.
Who's not saying anything back to you for 4 hours.
It's not a compliment.
I've seen you. I've seen you talk to other people who are constantly moving backwards and saying, yeah, all right. Have a good one. And you just keep on talking.
Wait. Then
one more thing.
There was this thing that happened.
All right, back page. Let's do it.
The back page. The back page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy, this is an old story, but I thought you might get a kick out of this because of your story about Dave Thomas from Wendy's. I remember this from talking fast food years ago. And did you know that Dave Thomas had a place out in the middle of Buckeye Lake, on the island in the middle of Buckeye Lake? Dave Thomas had a place.
I heard about that.
And it was up for sale back in 2012. I don't know what has come of it, but I was reading a story about the creation of the Frosty and how important this was for Dave to come up with a frozen treat like that that was different from the rest.
Did he create it in that house?
No, he didn't create it in the house, but the article talks about, you know, the guy that he collaborated with who made the machine.
Did he kill him in that house?
He got the 15,000th Frosty machine, which I think is kind of cool because it's a nice round number.
And he put it in the house?
And he got it for his house.
I see.
Buckeye Lake.
Something at the house.
Something
had to do with the house.
Little bits of dead bodies in the Frosty machine.
Something in the house.
Something with that house. So, I mean,
that was the original mix-in.
How cool would that be? You got a boat out to the house. What a special treat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going to some kind of villain's house. Like a Bond villain.
Dave Thomas Greenfield.
He's out on an island. You're like Javier Bardem in a Bond flick is going to be out there. Right, Teddy?
And Teddy stopped listening 15 minutes ago.
And then
he's gone.
Then you're sucking back on Frosties.
Ed talking Bond, yeah.
I'm talking Bond, yeah. Teddy, right up your alley. That's what that reminded me
of. How the Reds doing, Teddy?
They are up 7-0 right now.
Look at you. You're happy as a clam, aren't you?
Yeah, Nationals, you know, they're not good.
Timmy's Orioles are up 11-3. My White Sox will score their first run in May. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the Buckeye show. That's coming up next. Jackets hockey at 6:30 and a big Friday FU show coming up tomorrow with me and Timmy. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
As we wrap up the commute, Olentangy River Road at Lane Avenue, an earlier wreck in terms of a car fire still being dealt with at this time. Slowdowns continue at that intersection at Franz and Blazer because those traffic lights are still not working. And then we've got a wreck on all along US 33 westbound at Avier Mulefield, still on the left berm, still causing slowdowns at this time. Traffic is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts, and get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good afternoon. I'm Buddy Wells. Happy opening day, everyone. The 2024 MLB season is officially underway. In Cincinnati, the Reds begin their season with a three-game home set against Washington. The first of those three games is in progress right now, and it's all Cincinnati so far as the Reds lead the Nationals 7-2 in the seventh inning. Meanwhile, the Guardians begin their season with a 10-game road trip. They'll play the first of four in Oakland tonight against the A's. First pitch is at 10:07. Shane Bieber's on the bump. Hockey tonight, the Jackets wrap up a five-game road trip. The CBJ are in Pittsburgh for a matchup against the Penguins. Faceoff is at 7. Pregame coverage starts in just a bit here on the Fan at 6:30. Columbus is 0-4 on the road trip so far, and they've lost five games in a row. And the Sweet 16 gets underway tonight in the men's NCAA tournament. Four games on the slate. Clemson and Arizona and San Diego State UConn both tip off next hour. This update is sponsored by Ohio Lottery Keno. Breaking sports news when it happens on the...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But... we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We should sell shares of this show. Ownership
but,
shares
but
of this show.
But you have no say in it?
No, you have no say in it.
All right.
But we can print out a little certificate. You can hang it on your wall.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
I own a piece of Man and Bone.
Actually, here's what I'll take it a step further. Why sell stock? We will sell off paper representations of our body parts. Not like, I don't mean they'll be in the shape of the body part, unless you want that. But I just mean like, I will give you a share. It'll be worth a lot, but you can buy one of my feet. You're not actually going to have, like the Packers, you have no voting power over what I do with my feet or my eyeballs or anything like that. But if you want to be like the owner of my eyeballs in name only on a piece of paper.
I'll do better than that.
I'll sell all that off.
Better than that. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a piece of me. And in the envelope, I will give you a short and curly with the DNA bulb attached. I will yank it out and put it in there.
What do you mean the DNA?
Well, you know, there's a little bulb on the end of it, whatever
that's
the hell they call that.
DNA bulb?
Well, whatever the hell that little flesh bulb is.
You think that's where the DNA is on your hair?
I'm just saying.
It's like an onion? It's at the end?
You have a share. Bulb? You have a share of me, and if you have the ability, you could clone me.
Oh.
With the little DNA bulb that I give you. And I could just be in your home. The clone version of me doing the show.
I like to picture somebody chopping up your DNA bulbs to then throw in a nice salad or maybe into some kind of sauce they're making.
It's like
add some
it's
flavor.
Like the,
it's like an onion.
The pube onion.
Yeah. Because
it's below the surface. You harvest it. It's below the surface. Maybe a turnip. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.